Important aside, fibs, and frauds. Did the stolen speakers on the truck story make you feel a little queasy? It seems vaguely unethical, doesn't it? Tricking people into buying speakers because they think they have been stolen isn't right. Well, when a stereo company markets a $90 speaker cable that makes a stereo sound exactly the same as their $12 speaker cable, is just as unethical, isn't it? People, marketers included, believe way down deep that the right thing to do is buy a product or service because of what it actually does. We are taught that we ought to make products and services that actually do something, instead of marketing things that we need to tell stories about. Our prospects' hard-earned money ought to be spent investing in things with plenty of utility, not in useless fads that will deliver very little value. We say that's what we believe, but then we, along with all the other consumers we know, buy overpriced designer t-shirts, eat at overpriced but trendy restaurants, and stay in fancy hotels on business trips. How can we rationalize this? The psychic impact of a nasty flight attendant is more important than a plane arriving 10 minutes early at its destination. The enthusiasm a company's staff has when they install new robots on the factory floor can be just as important as the work those robots actually do. In other words, irrational beliefs aren't a distraction. They are an intrinsic part of the quality of the product. Which leads us to the fibs and the frauds. George Riedel is a fibber. He's an honest liar. He's an honest liar because he tells his customers something that isn't true. His glasses make wine taste better. And then, the very act of believing his lie makes the statement true. Because drinkers believe the wine tastes better, it does taste better. Underline this part. Storytelling works when the story actually makes the product or service better. It's pretty easy to tell a fibber when you see one. Fibs are lies that make the story come true. If I think that automating my factory will save me money, it's more likely to turn out that way. If I believe that a politician understands my needs, I'm more likely to give him the authority to actually make things happen. If I believe a stock is going to go up, and I share that story with my friends, the company is actually likely to rise in value. Frauds are a little trickier and more dangerous. A fraud is a marketing pitch that, once revealed as a story, makes a believer angry. It's deceitful. A fraud is a story that's told solely for the selfish benefit of the marketer. A fraud is marketing with side effects. Hey, it's Dave! Lennox is a company that makes furnaces and air filters. The company is more than 100 years old. In the spirit of a family-owned business, their ads and their voicemail are hosted by Dave Lennox, company president. Give him a call at 800-4-L-E-N-N-O-X, and you can hear for yourself. Hi, I'm Dave Lennox. Dave always talks in exclamation points. Dave Lennox appears to be a good story. In a world of faceless corporations, the idea that a family-owned business where the owner, the grandchild of the founder, answers the phone is heartening. Installing a Lennox furnace thus feels like a smart purchase. It makes the buyer feel safe and secure to know that a real person stands behind an important purchase like that. It makes it worth more. Until the furnace breaks. Until the customer visits the website and picks up the phone to call Lennox. I just discovered that Dave Lennox died more than 50 years ago. That he's an actor. That there is no Dave Lennox. I felt tricked, wouldn't you? The problem isn't with the lie I believed. The lie actually made the process of buying the furnace enjoyable. The problem is that the story isn't authentic. The company doesn't follow up. Once you reach someone on the phone at Lennox, it's clear that not only is Dave long gone, but his spirit is gone as well. A fib is a story that makes something better. It's a way of describing your offering in all the ways humans describe things, that makes the thing itself more effective or enjoyable. Nobody really minds a fib, and if your consumers find out that your story isn't based on facts, they're not enraged. A fraud, on the other hand, is a story based on little or nothing. It's a story you tell primarily for personal gain, and worst of all, a fraud, when discovered, and it will be discovered, enrages your consumer, probably forever. Fibs are true. Is a Mercedes really 15 times better than a Toyota? After all, they'll both get a driver from here to Cleveland in about the same amount of time. The Toyota will probably use a bit less gas, and the Mercedes might even be twice as comfortable. But 15 times better? That depends. When a car buyer slams the door of the Mercedes, it tells a story about solidity and workmanship, a story about safety and performance. That doesn't happen with a Corolla. What's the Mercedes story worth to you? How does it make the buyer feel about the marketer and the brand and the way he's chosen to spend his money? Mercedes spends almost all of the price premium they charge building stories for customers to believe, to enjoy, and to share. They put those stories into the radio, or the way the gas pedal feels, or the intelligent actions of the windshield washers. Mercedes wins because they are authentic in their quest for a car worth talking about. Cadillac fell apart when they stopped believing their own story and focused on grabbing money instead of telling stories. Cadillac turned into a fraud, using the story of their brand and their history to trick people into buying a car they'd end up regretting. It took decades to fix that selfish mistake. Frauds are inauthentic. Decades ago, when Nestle contributed to the death, according to UNICEF, of more than a million babies, the company should have known they were telling a story that was a fraud, hoping that mothers would believe a deceitful story designed to trick most of them into buying and using a product that would actually make their lives worse. In the developing world, for many women, breastfeeding is healthier than bottle feeding. Nestle can't make any money on breastfeeding, though, so they use the power of marketing to spread an idea. Bottles are better. Nestle worked hard to tell that story. The story was simple and was framed to fit the worldview of many moms in the developing world. Western technology is better for your baby. That story encouraged mothers to stop breastfeeding and start using powdered Nestle formula, which was provided free to many new moms.